We're speaking now with Asia Williams, and she is a candidate for District 2 Bonner County Commissioner. Asia, thank you for taking time to talk with us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I'd like you to start out with an introduction to voters. Tell us a bit about your background and how you wound up in Bonner County.
All right. I am a constitutional, liberty-minded, conservative Republican. I've been in Bonner County for over 10 years. My family moved to Blanchard, Idaho to build a homestead. We valued rural living, and that was a prime opportunity for us to try our hand at homesteading. Throughout our time in Bonner County, we have worked throughout the community. I've been very involved in our community from various discussions on critical race theory to ARPA to opposition to things like Juneteenth. I started a lot with the commission with respect to planning and zoning issues and concerns.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned ARPA, that's the American Recovery...
Yes.
Yeah.
American Plan. Rescue Plan Act, yes.
Okay. So I always ask about pertinent education and qualification. What is your education?
I am a licensed practical nurse. I have a master's in business administration. I am also a Six Sigma Black Belt, and so the combination of leadership, communication, business, as well as medical, are complementary to Bonner County in the function of a commissioner.
Mm-hmm. Okay, are there any nonprofit groups you belong to you want to mention?
I participate with American Quality, benchmarking basically business organizations that focus on quality management. I'm also a member of the Bonner County Central, how do we say it, Bonner County Republican Committee.
Yes, Republican Central Committee.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, here's the question that every candidate needs to answer. Why are you running?
Yes. I started about 5 years ago over concerns with planning and zoning. And so I was a fixture on our Thursday meetings of our comp plan and issues and concerns related to zoning and rezoning, specifically with growth and development in the Southwest Bonner County region. And I was at the commissioner meetings. I'd ask questions. I wasn't getting my questions answered. I didn't feel as if my concerns that I was bringing to the commissioners were being heard or the other members of the community. And after a few years, I just decided that my efforts would be better spent actually being in the position versus going and asking questions that weren't being answered. And so that's what brought me to run. I got a lot of support from community members, from Central Committee to Politically Activated Christians, Idaho True Conservatives, and just members of the community to run for commissioner because my views and application of things like our comp plan were in line with what community felt was missing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, what do you consider the biggest issues in the commissioner's race?
I think the most important issue right now is growth and development that's outpacing our infrastructure. It's a significant concern for every resident, doesn't matter what your politics are. I think our second issue, I think you're hearing a lot of concerns regarding the American Rescue Plan Act as to whether or not we spend that money or not spend that money and wanting our commissioners to make educated, informed decisions, not knee-jerk reactions to just spending money that's been received.
Okay.
And I think if I were going to say there's a third issue, it's increased litigation. The incumbent ran a platform of reducing litigation within the county, and that has steadily increased over the last 5 years to include litigation directly towards two of the commissioners. And I don't think that that risk has been managed within the county.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's dig in on your first issue you mentioned, which is growth and the fact that growth is creating stress points with infrastructure. How would you try to deal with that as a commissioner?
So we have a comprehensive plan in place, and yes, it does need to be updated, but that doesn't remove the obligation of people to follow the current plan. And one of the things that I've seen is that we're misapplying zoning, rezoning, and how our map is used. The comp plan is a living document that does get updated. And what we've witnessed is developers come into Bonner County and they look at their particular plot of land that is, for example, in Ag 10. And they say, we don't believe ours fits the characteristics in, you know, Chapter 3, so we want to rezone it to Residential 5. And you're seeing these decisions being made without first, looking at the comp plan itself is not every single piece of property has to have all those characteristics. And then the other issue that's not being looked at is if you change something that's a 10 to a 5, we have increased density. And there is an obligation from the commissioners to accurately show, can we afford that increase? Because there's a lot that's impacted by that density. And that is one of the things that comes to the top of the pile that needs to be addressed, because we are a prime location for people to move to from these other states. And as people move, people are looking for land to buy. And you're seeing developers come in to prime land and wanting to put in subdivisions. It's not just whether or not you should be, you know, a 5. It's whether or not our infrastructure can support that. And we're seeing these zone changes happening that are burdening our infrastructure with no plan of how do we protect the people that are actually currently in Bonner County. So that's a huge issue for us currently that needs to be tackled. And I think we need new commissioners in order to really address that issue, because it's been present for years and not addressed.
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing the commissioners recently did was they split the Planning and Zoning Commission into two different commissions, one on planning and one on zoning. What do you think, was that a good tack? Did you approve of that, or would you have done things differently there?
I did not actually like that idea, because you have a community of people in Bonner County that have been actively participating in planning and zoning, and that was a Thursday meeting, and now we've divided it up to a Tuesday and a Thursday meeting. And I think it impacts negatively a community that wants to be involved, because you're asking for a greater time commitment. And the reason for doing it was basically to assist the county in being able to make faster decisions on zoning. Yet, why not put more effort into updating our comp plan, putting up our critical habitat map, putting up our zoning map? But the effort was spent on splitting something that I don't believe the public as a whole wanted splitted. Because we have a lot of minds that have been on the Planning and Zoning Commission that provide valuable information, and it does cross over a little bit. I didn't think it was a good decision, and I think that people will reconsider whether or not that was a wise decision moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Another group that's sprung up is Keep Bonner County Rural. Do you, and of course, they're trying to achieve what their name suggests, which is, mm-hmm. you know, try to maintain the rural character of Bonner County since we've been rural for so long. Do you like the tack that they're taking with being involved in, you know, it's citizen involvement in the planning process?
So absolutely. So I've worked actually with Dave Bowman, who has been working on keeping Bonner County rural. But there is something to distinguish. There's a difference between what a commissioner can do with respect to that and the grassroots movement of what you can do with that. And the idea of keeping the rural nature of Bonner County, that's a people movement. And from a commissioner seat, what you have to do is, if that's the will of the people, that's what should be reflected in that comprehensive plan, which then means as a commissioner, we need to make sure that we're updating our plan to reflect what the people want. Because at the end of the day, as commissioner, I can't force a rural nature. I can only follow the guiding principles and the documents that are there. But it's been definitely something that has gained speed, and it shows you just how much our community are willing to get involved into what's going on at our county seat level. And I think there's a lot of groups that have popped up. There's a lot of work being done. And I think that's also goes back to planning and zoning. Do you divide that effort up? Because that's a lot of time commitment when you're seeing people are willing to put in the time and the money to do what's necessary to get the environment to be the way they want it to be. Because people moved here and they've stayed here for the rural nature. Now, that's open to interpretation, but at a minimum, we have to hear what the people have to say, because a commissioner is to represent the people. It's not a leader. A leader is a characteristic of a good representative, but a good representative will listen to the people.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, one more question on this whole growth issue. The county is embarking on a plan to redo the comprehensive plan, and that was one of the reasons they split it into this planning and zoning into two different commissions. What do you think about the current comprehensive plan? Do you like it as it is, or do you think it needs a rewrite?
We're always supposed to look forward, and so there's always an update that can be done. But the comp plan as it stands does address some of the issues. So it isn't an answer to say, we just need to update it, therefore we won't use it. That's not how it's supposed to work. And then the question is in the 5 years of being an incumbent as a commissioner, if it was dire to be updated, why were we not actively managing the issue of our comp plan throughout the term of the current commissioner versus saying now we need to split it up? We should have had an update. Our current comp plan was from 2008. We did sub-area committees where individual areas gave their input on the comp plan. So we should be farther along with being done with our comp plan than we really are. And so I don't know that I think that that's a real answer as to why we split it up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. One of the issues you mentioned also was the American Rescue Plan Act and whether or not the county should be spending those funds. What's your position on accepting and spending those funds?
My position has always been that the commissioners should not sign for something they haven't read. And so in 2021, in October, all three commissioners signed to receive the money, but nobody read the document. The document does have concerning language. As I was just with the Republican women group where we gave a presentation again about ARPA. The question from my view isn't, should you spend it? It's first read it and provide a risk assessment, because there's a lot within that document that is in contradiction of what Bonner County is. And the document requires that you respond to scale with respect to COVID. It requires that you don't do things that contravene. As a county, we have made resolutions that say we're not going to do certain things. Outside of whether or not you think it's morally correct or not, there's language that is not in line with what Bonner County is. And what we do know is that all three commissioners agree we cannot afford to pay it back. And so since we know we can't afford to pay it back, provide me with the quality risk assessment that tells you that the risk of taking it is worth it. So we get an opinion from Bill Wilson in January, but yet the commissioners have not made a decision as to whether or not to spend the money. That doesn't make any sense to me. So yesterday I actually submitted a resolution saying, all right, you have an opinion. Please make a decision as to whether you're going to keep the money or return it to the federal government, because you don't hold money that you're not going to spend. And that's already been recommended by elected officials that we not hold on to those funds if we're not going to spend them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Here's a question I like to ask all the candidates. There are three candidates for the District 2 seat. What differentiates you from the other candidates? Why should folks choose you over those guys?
I have been an active member in our community. And so being elected is a significant responsibility. And it means that you're saying that you're going to represent the people. It means that when the people ask you, for example, for that ARPA workshop, that you put that workshop on, that you communicate and you take that role seriously. For me, for the years that I've been watching the commissioner that's in place, I don't feel that there was representation of the people. And that's different than what I am. People, even now, they come to me and they say, hey, I have an issue. A gentleman in our community named George has an issue with critical habitat map not being updated. I'm not the commissioner yet, but I definitely took his issue seriously. And I have been escalating that issue so that it gets visibility so that we can get resolution of it. It's not acceptable to not represent the people. And that is a huge difference. I think my communication, my background in business, my background in risk mitigation are completely different than the other two that are in this race.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we're about out of time. You could squeeze in a few more words if you choose, but one thing I want all the candidates to tell us is, how can folks find out more about your candidacy?
All right. You can go to voteasiawilliams.com to see our website. It's also Vote Asia Williams for Facebook, as well as Vote Asia Williams for Proton Mail. I will be tomorrow night. We're doing an event at the Blanchard Area Community Center from 6 to 8.
This won't air until after that. So.
Okay. No worries. Yeah. No worries.
But if they want to find you around town, though.
You can definitely, if you have a request to do like a in-home visit, we come to your house, your neighborhood, your community, and give lengthy discussions about what's going on and what our platform is so that you can get all your questions answered. Sometimes that personal level helps people better understand what the platform mm-hmm. is, because everybody's leery of every election, and this is a significant election. So mm-hmm. I encourage everybody to vote May 17th. And again, voteasiawilliams.com, voteasiawilliams at Proton Mail if you have any questions.
Okay, Asia Williams, candidate for County Commission District 2. Thank you for taking time to talk with us.
Thank you for having me.